Bukan aku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, here is quote of the day. Education, it is the most powerful weapon to change the world. A quote by Ki Hajar Dewantara. Ki Hajar Dewantara is called as the father of education in Indonesia. Ki Hajar Dewantara was a freedom fighter, respected by both allies and enemies. He is known for his creativity, broad insight, and criticism towards education, which resulted in various brilliant ideas. This made him known as the true educator and cultural figure in Indonesia. And listener, that's quote of the day.
Of Indonesia.
What do you think about standardization? You might be thinking about the industry in which everything should have the same standard or should meet this particular standard to be able to be sold or even to reach certain quality that is demanded by their market. And this is what Indonesia has been implying or even implementing and applying, namely the Indonesian National Standard and the Green Industry Standard certifications. And it seems that, according to our Ministry of Industry, these certifications could increase the sustainable positive impact of, specifically, steel downstreaming. And according to the head of the Ministry of Standardization and Industrial Services Policy Agency, Andy Rizal, these two certifications can help the steel processing industry to maintain product quality so that later the downstream products can be accepted not only in the country but also in the global market. And he noted that the steel industry, which is included in the priority industries to be developed by the government, is continuing to consistently show strong performance, in which compared to the other sectors, the steel industry has shown the highest annual growth of 18.0% in the first half of 2024. And with this standardization, it is expected that the result will be better later.
I wanna love you, girl. Aku temukan sebuah cinta yang ku nantikan. Ternyata engkau yang selalu ku tunggu. Hiasi hatiku. Betapa indah senyuman dirimu. Untuk diriku, kau mengubah hidupku. Kembalikan rinduku, baby you love me now. Could it be that real love I'm missing before I met you?
Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German,
Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Of his voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, and let's get some updates related to the homecoming. So, listener, for the people who are going to their hometowns, of course they will need themselves to be healthy, and of course they need a lot of support. So the government is supporting them not only in the transportation sector but also in the health sector, in which Indonesian Health Ministry has been preparing more than 2,000 health service posts across the homecoming routes for this year. And according to the Primary Health Service Management Director at the ministry, Roy Himawan, said that the service posts will be available at strategic posts. And besides this health service post, apparently the health ministry also prepares additional facilities such as hospital, and then the community service center, and also public safety center. And all these posts will have a lot of medical worker, doctor, and also nurses who will take care of people's their issues when they are going back to their hometown. And of course, these health workers will support them in the recovery process. And of course, they prepare ambulances that is ready and can be brought to the nearest or the proper health facility should they be needed. And according to Roy Himawan, apparently the common symptoms that people faces during the homecoming are like dizziness and then a little bit of high blood pressure. And according to him, these health issues are usually temporary and can be handled with a checkup and also enough rest. So the homecoming people are invited to go to the health post, and also while maintaining themselves their own healthy lifestyle during the homecoming, so they will be able to go back to the hometown and back to the houses safely and healthily.
Berbunga, harum dan berwarna, karena kau hujaniku. Ku sungguh dewasa dan tambah percaya kau hujaniku.
Aku merangkai banyak hal dari setetes racun, seperti butiran embun di permukaan daun. Menceritakan banyak hal dari ratusan pantun, buang pedoman untuk tentukan mana buruk mana santun. Meskipun jatuh dari angkasa, partikel hidrometeor sentuh bumi basahi jiwa. Jadi air ini punya tujuan ketika turun, memberi harapan di setiap tetes mengalun. Ini waktu yang tepat untuk kita bertemu, saat air langit menutup jejak rindu. Basah meredam karena kau letupan emosi yang terjebak. Sejak langit lupa akan bunyi saat hujan. Apa kabarmu? Lesu roman bersinar di lidah yang kaku, bahagia mengalir di deras. Air yang turun menyamakan air mata yang telah lama mengalir.
Sungguh berbunga, harum dan berwarna, karena kau hujaniku. Sungguh dewasa dan tambah percaya hujaniku. Kau basahi aku, hujani aku. Kau basahi aku, hujani aku.
Ya kau yang selalu dalam penantianku, hadir saat awan berubah kelabu. Perlahan kau jatuhkan butiran air satu persatu, ku biarkan dia mengalir saat hujan. Apa kabarmu? Kau basuh tubuhku yang penuh peluh. Alirkan airmu pada nadi yang keruh, hingga ku jadi aku sosok yang berani dan tangguh.
Sungguh berbunga, harum dan berwarna, karena kau hujaniku.
Hujani aku.
if you are looking for good information and also entertainment from Indonesia, you can download right now the application RRI Digital, available on Android and also iOS gadget. So in there, you can not only listen to the voice of Indonesia, but all radio stations of Radio Republik Indonesia from all across Indonesia. From the news, from the entertainment, and also for the youngsters too. And in there, you can also play your favorite playlist and some inspiring podcasts available in the mobile application. So what are you waiting for? Download the application, RRI Digital.
Metanoia jadi gol. Sewaktu serbundu di hujan peluru, bertubi-tubi rasa salah desa memburu. Di tengah gemuruh ombak menerpa, kuputuskan berlutut lalu rebah. Kau datang untuk hapuskan rasa resah, tenggelam badai ombak hidup lalu reda. That's why I'm grateful. Grace overwhelming, my God is stable. To transform me like Optimus Prime. What? There is no turning back again this time. Yeah.
Mengusir rasa ternyata kau mampu berikan asa. Biarlah atasku kau berkuasa. Engkau yang kupuja.
You're still tuned to the words of his voice of Indonesia. That was Tabula Rasa by Barry Lekumahua featuring Saikoji. Tabula Rasa means that everybody is born in a blank state. as in nobody has the previous thoughts or even ideas, but it is up to you to feel what you have in your life, and I would like to recommend you to fill your life with a lot of good memories and also good vibes, especially if you are coming to Indonesia. And I'd like to recommend you a very good place in North Minahasa. The name of the place is Likupang. So stay tuned on our telephone service, Voice of Indonesia.
Yang melihat pasti akan terpesona, terpesona. Aku terpesona.
Mesmerized. Yes. Anyone will be mesmerized looking at the expanse of white sandy beach with crystal clear sea water, framed with green hills in the distance. Once you're here, you'll be reluctant to leave this wonderful beach, which is the main attraction of Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang, North Sulawesi. In accordance with its location, this beach is called Pulisan Beach. Head of the village, Ben Harjarang, said this beach has not only beautiful white sand, but also a headland, some caves, and natural wells.
Ya, kalau Pantai Pulisan, di sini kita selain punya pasir putih.
As for Pulisan Beach, here, apart from having white sand on either side, we have a headland which is very nice. And then we also have several caves here. Besides, at Pulisan Beach, we also have two natural wells close to each other. There are indeed natural wells. The water comes out of the rock. A long time ago, the ancestors of this Kusan village came here and took the water on this part of the beach. The water that came out of the sumur batu then was used for drinking or bathing.
Para leluhur yang ada di desa Pulisan ini, mereka datang di sini mengambil airnya di situ, Tanjung Pulisan itu. Selain itu, kita juga di sini punya.
In Tanjung Pulisan, we also have two rocks, one of which is shaped like priest who is preaching next to Tanjung Pulisan. So from the side, it looks like a priest or pastor who is preaching. It is called Pantai Batu Pastor or Pastor Stone Beach because it's shaped like a priest or a pastor. And next to it is Tanjung Kerbau or Buffalo Headland Rock. When the water recedes, it's shaped like a buffalo taking a bath, so that there are several interesting places that surround this Pulisan Beach.
Apart from diving spots which present stunning underwater beauty, Pulisan Beach also has savanna, Teletubbies Hill, and Rarata Hill, which are also beautiful.
Karena di sini juga selain kita punya pantai putih.
Apart from that, we have a beach with beautiful white sand. We also have several spots for diving or for visitors who come to do activities in the sea area in front of this beach. Because the coral reefs are really beautiful. It's good because it is maintained by us. The government works together with the community in general in Pulisan Village. Apart from the beach, we also have other spots, including hills and savanna. There is Rarata Hill, and next to it, Teletubbies Hill. So that this is a natural potential that will be exploited to increase tourism development in Pulisan Village.
There are many tourist activities that can be enjoyed, such as swimming, hiking, snorkeling, diving, and also fishing. For those who want to dive or see the beauty of the headland, caves and natural wells, the beach management has provided boats that can be rented.
Nah, sehingga kita juga di sini menyiapkan.
Here, we prepare boat facilities like boat taxi to serve visitors who want to see the spinning water. Or if you want to see the batu or stone well next to the beach, you can go straight to the beach to see the rocks which looks like a priest and the buffalo-shaped rock. So, we prepare the facilities for boat transportation.
cantiknya kau, cantiknya kamu, cantik-cantiknya kamu, eloknya kamu.
Pulisan Beach is indeed beautiful. Its beauty is undeniable, especially when you take a boat to the diving spots. Dive under the sea and see with your own eyes. The beauty of the coral reefs. So awesome. The coral reefs in Bulisan are in a very good condition because they are kept sustainable. Ben Harsad, Bulisan Tourist Village formed a rescue team consisting of Samyuks to preserve nature in Bulisan, including its coral reefs.
Iya, jadi kita juga di sini kita membentuk juga
yes.
Tim rescue yang namanya.
So we also formed a rescue team here, which is under the supervision of the village government. We also collaborate with the village. We formed a rescue team. So we gathered several young people in this village. We train them to maintain sustainability, including the coral reef and also the natural potential that exists on the Bulisan Tourist Beach. This is their responsibility, so that there are spots to do some diving when tourists want to dive. Yes, so in front there is a coral reef, which is a very good spot because it is specially arranged in that shape.
Natural sustainability in the Bulisan Tourist Village must continue to be maintained, especially as this tourist village is included in the Likupang Super Priority Destination Area. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, explained, Likupang prioritizes sustainability aspects, so it's not about the number of tourists, but quality tourism.
Because if we look at Likupang of the five super priority destinations, it is the newest one. So this is precisely what we are currently developing. But the concept is not a concept of quantity, but quality. And we also hope that the tourism in this environment will have regenerative aspect, so that it will experience a sustainability aspect with the theme of sustainable tourism. That's what we want to prioritize, so that later, not just many people who come here, but those who come to Likupang are of high quality.
Besides prioritizing nature conservation, other aspects are also of concern to the government. Minister Sandiaga Uno explained, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy also provides training and capital for macro, small, and medium enterprises, including promotions so that Likupang tourism can continue to develop.
We will carry out training for tourism and creative industry actors in Likupang. We will carry out marketing, so later there will be several sales missions abroad. I will collaborate with their regions and all the heads of North Sulawesi Provincial Office to promote. I also met the Philippines ambassador. Many Filipinos are interested in coming to Likupang. Thirdly, we must also provide capital to these macro, small and medium enterprises so that their products can also get better.
Rasa cintaku, cintaku padamu hanyalah di dalam mimpi.
No, this is not just a dream, because anyone can enjoy the natural beauty of Bulisan Tourist Village, Likupang. Traveling there, you cannot only enjoy the natural beauty, but also do fun tourist activities. If we are lucky, we will also be entertained by the traditional music of Keroncong Mama, which you have just heard. According to the Bulisan Tourist Village Head, Ben Harijarang, Keroncong Mama is the traditional music of the Bulisan Village community.
Kalau Keroncong Mama ini memang sudah menjadi budaya sebetulnya.
Keroncong Mama has become a culture. Actually, it is a culture rather than just socialization music for the people in Pulisan. Here, the majority are from North Minahasa, North Nusanese people, and we have an activity called Four Choir. So, if there are joyful events like, for example, birthdays, well, after the usual worship, people will do Four Choir. It's like dancing accompanied by music called Keroncong Mama. It has become a culture that exists here. So, we see that this also needs to be cultivated, along with the tourist village. So, we are also lifting this Keroncong Mama up as one of the cultures.
Kita mengangkat juga salah satu budaya ini yaitu Keroncong Mama.
Keroncong Mama players consist of approximately 10 people. They play various musical instruments such as guitar, ukulele, and bass. Interestingly, these musical instruments are made by themselves. They usually practice after work. Some work as fishermen, gardeners, artisans, and miners. Frankie Fatilima, leader of a Keroncong Mama group, explained, "Now Keroncong Mama often appears at various events in Likupang, as well as appearing to welcome foreign guests. Not only is it entertaining, Keroncong Mama also promotes Likupang art and culture."
Alangkah baiknya dengan musik tradisional seperti ini.
Traditional music like this is becoming more well known and is being promoted to visitors at various events, so that the traditional music is more widely known. Of course, things like are more introduced when we welcome guests from abroad. It's better when there is music like this. As said earlier, this actually happens when there are guests who come from abroad. We are also asked to entertain those who come while sitting around. There is a very beautiful situation when you are with people who are, let's say, foreigners. Well, they don't understand the language the people speak, but it's entertaining for them.
Tapi ya menghibur kepada mereka.
Relaxing in the gazebo, looking at the blue sea while sipping young coconut water to the accompaniment of Keroncong Mama music is an unforgettable experience for tourists. This will be even more enjoyable because this tourist village is equipped with good road access, stalls available along the beach, toilets, and homestays for those of you who want to spend the night. The Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang must be on your bucket list. So, no need to wait long. Let's go to Likupang.
Yuk, kita berwisata. Mari jo, piknik ke Likupang.
Let's travel. Let's go on a trip to Likupang and travel around Indonesia.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you. once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture. Meet the Balinese people with a warm smile and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto summoned several ministers of the Red and White Cabinet to the Presidential Palace, Jakarta on Monday to discuss preparations for the development of special schools under the Sekolah Rakyat or People's Schools Program. Coordinating Minister of Community Empowerment Mohamad Iskandar told the media at the palace that the government plans to establish these schools in every region in need. In implementing the national program, he said the central government will synergize with the regional administrations that will prepare land plots or buildings for the establishment of the schools, which are intended to cater to the educational needs of children from underprivileged children. The Ministry of Industry of Indonesia has said the application of Indonesian National Standard and Green Industry Standard certifications could increase the sustainable positive impact of steel downstreaming. According to the head of the Ministry of Standardization and Industrial Services Policy Agency, Andi Rizaldi, the two certifications can help the steel processing industry maintain product quality so that the downstream products can be accepted not only in the country but also global markets. Andi Rizaldi said on Monday, through the application of the two certifications, steel manufacturers could increase productivity as well as efficiency, which could eventually lead to potential business expansion and open up opportunities for increased workforce absorption. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Dan gembira di tengah pesta, aku lihat si dia lincah gayanya dan masa kini ingin hatiku mencium pipinya, tapi malu rasanya.
Oh hip hip hura hura.
VOI listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Alok Galing Lasong Laban. It is a song from Sambas Regency. This song often accompanies a dance called Alok Galing. Alok Galing itself is a term for a traditional rice pounding tool of Sambas people. The lyrics of the song contain expressions of happiness of the Sambas people during harvest time, making amping a Sambas specialty. Ambing is made from roasted rice, then pounded using pestle and mortar. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Alok Galing Lasong Laban by Sumastika S. and Friska Churiana.